Welcome to evening prayer, Monday, the 28th of December. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Blessed are you, sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. To dispel the darkness of our night, you sent forth your Son, the firstborn of all creation, to be the Christ, the light of the world. Rejoicing in the mystery of the Word made flesh, we acclaim him Emmanuel, as all creation sings to you, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us, to cleanse our hearts and to set us free, to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 123. The refrain, Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. To you I lift up my eyes, to you that are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of the servant look to the hand of their master, or the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Until he have mercy upon us, our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of the arrogant and of the contempt of the proud. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Sovereign God, enthroned in heavens, look upon us with your eyes of mercy, as we look on you with humility and love, and fill our souls with your peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 128. Refrain, How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Blessed are all those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the toil of your hands. It shall go well with you, and happy shall you be. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Your wife within your house shall be like a fruitful vine, your children round your table like fresh olive branches. Thus shall be the one be blessed who fears the Lord. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! The Lord from out of Zion bless you, that you may see Jerusalem in prosperity all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, and may there be peace upon Israel. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! O Christ, our true vine, may we be your branches, be ever fruitful in your service, and share your love and peace with all your children, in the power of the Spirit, and to the glory of the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. God of compassion, your love for humanity was revealed in Jesus, whose earthly life began in the poverty of a stable and ended in the pain and isolation of the cross. We hold before you those who are homeless and cold, especially in this bitter weather. Draw near and comfort them in spirit, and bless those who work to provide them with shelter, food, and friendship. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our prayer source is the Forward Movement Organization. Give me strength to live another day. Let me not turn coward before its difficulties or prove recreant to its duties. Let me not lose faith in other people. Keep me sweet and sound of heart, in spite of ingratitude, treachery, or meanness. Preserve me from minding little stings or giving them. Help me to keep my heart clean, and to live so honestly and fearlessly that no outward failure can dishearten me or take away the joy of conscious integrity. Open wide the eyes of my soul that I may see good in all things. Grant me this day some new vision of thy truth. Inspire me with the spirit of joy and gladness, and make me the cup of strength to suffering souls. In the name of the strong deliverer, our only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice in the presence of God here among us, and let us pray with confidence as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, bless us and fill us with peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.